touch it, they'll touch on one halacha, which it happens. The case where the Baal Kare points out to the Oyla the place to make the bracha, and he points out to the wrong place. So when do we say that he showed that he does not? When do we say that since he's making a bracha on what he's supposed to read, he was shown the wrong thing? It's like a person making a bracha on an apple and making a bracha, thinking that it's meat or something like that, or meat, and thinking it's an apple. He doesn't know what he's eating. So sometimes you have to repeat the bracha. Sometimes you don't have to repeat the bracha. So how does it play out when you talk about Birchas HaTorah on the laning? How does it play out? So the Mishabura says, in a case where the area which is open included the proper place to read, so he was shown on column A, and really you're supposed to read on column B, or vice versa. Both columns were open at the time he made the bracha. We do not repeat the bracha, and that is sufficient. Let's say, however, that the area which was to be read was not open at the time where the time when it was shown, and there was no intention for the person to be reading through to that section. It's the lower section, and he wasn't shown. Let's say it was a very long aliyah, and it was in two columns, and he was shown the first column, not the second column. But he would eventually get to that point anyway in this aliyah that he was mistakenly shown. So he would eventually get to that point anyway. So he included it in his kriya, so that would be sufficient also. But if it's not open, and it's not something we'd be planning to read anyway, so then we'd have to repeat the bracha. The one exception to that is the Prima Gadim says this actually happened here in the yeshiva. The person knows specifically what he's supposed to be reading. He's been shown it, and he believes he was shown the right place. The example was that the person got maftir on the first day of Sukkot, and he's supposed to read the Yom Chamish Asar Yom. He was shown the Yom Chamish Asar Yom of Nisan, not of Tishrei. There he saw the Yom Chamish Asar Yom, the Haftarah in Parshas Pinchas, for Pesach, and said that it starts off with the right words. So he thought he was shown the right place. He knows it's Sukkot. He knows he wants to read about Sukkot. The other column was not open, but he knows specifically what he's supposed to be reading, and he believed he was shown what he's supposed to be reading, and he knows what it is. So the Prima Gadim says, in that case, you do not repeat the bracha, because you made the bracha on the Kriya of Sukkot, even though it wasn't shown to you at that point in time. So there the Prima Gadim says, you would not repeat the bracha. The person knows what he's supposed to read, knows that what he's supposed to read, looks inside and believes he was shown the right thing and knows what it is, but he believes he was shown the right thing. In that situation, he's making a bracha on the proper thing, and therefore he would on the proper kriya, and therefore he would not need to repeat the bracha. Have a good morning.